I had no idea, but I was just so glad to be there. And that first Motown review with the 96 One-Nighters with the 12-piece band, Choker Campbell's band, these weren't the guys that recorded the music. These were like the top musicians who got on that broken-down trailway bus, not even a Greyhound, with no toilet, and rode all over the United States for those 3 months and toured. When we arrived back in Detroit, every one song had charted. I had no idea the success of the music. I just knew we were so talented. They had a way of going. I guess I was one of many who were discovered, where an A&R director or one of the producers approached them and said, "You have talent, come to Hitsville." But most of the people after we gathered there were winners of the amateur contest that were held at the three local theaters. That was the Willis, the Castle, and the Warfield Theaters. And it was like American Idol, but not on TV.
Yes.
And not so brutal where they tell you, go and keep your day job.
Yeah.
You know, you could go and compete every week. And some of the people, nearly all of the artists that wound up at Hitsville, USA, had been in those amateur contest competition.
What an era.
Yeah.
And the stories are fabulous to hear. In the Motown era, it all seems like you were one big happy family.
That's true.
Who would you say that you were most close to?
Artist, I was a little older than most of them.
Yeah.
I had recorded prior to coming to Hitsville, so I wasn't an amateur. And I saw all of them develop, so there was no closeness there. Not even the Vandellas. I didn't know them. Mm. I'd never gone to school with them, didn't grow up with them, just learned to sing with them a little bit, maybe a couple of years before going to Hitsville, USA, and getting a chance to record and then inviting them in to sing backup behind Marvin Gaye. And then Berry Gordy hearing us and said, make them a group.
Just like that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just like that, but it took a moment. I made my impression. I got there and I did a lot of backup singing for other people. I did a lot of hand clapping and foot stomping because those are the synthesizers you hear.
Yeah.
Or the sound effects you hear on our early recordings.
Yeah.
Tin cans, keys rattling, chains and hubcaps. You know, it's a lot of things. And foot, basically.
Yeah. So when stuff's going through, you sort of go, actually, those are my hand claps.
I can't tell you whose they were, and you really can't hear them.
No.
But you can, if you ever, you know, just pan in on the music, you can hear chains, and you can hear hubcaps, and you can hear the cans and things like that being played rhythmically. I remember standing for one session and snapping our fingers to the point of the bruise, you know, the finger snapping bruise.
Really?
Yeah, but we had to get it right.
Can be tricky.
Oh, yeah.